Well, the crew from DAC, the hard-working crew from DAC, turn up with all of these beautiful babies, which is a no mean feat for them to produce. So you've got all of these tiny oysters, you know, smaller than your little fingernail. And then from there, our aquaculture and fishing crew, who work closely with DAC, they then go out with the crew from DAC, with Sam and the crew, and put those oysters out into the baskets that are going to be their home for the next few months. So 2,000 oysters doesn't go into that many baskets. But over time, obviously, as they grow, they need to be split and moved out into more baskets.
And what else is involved in looking after them for about 18 months?
Well, they go onto as I think Sam explained, they go into a basket system. So the baskets are hanging from a line that hangs in at a particular level in the intertidal zone. And those oysters, as I say, they go into those 2,000 oysters would have gone into about a half a dozen baskets, about six baskets, but then they'd be, or may have even only been four. But then in another 6 weeks' time, all things going well, they will have doubled in size, and then they'll need to be halved again. So six baskets turns into 12 and so on, you know, into 24 until 2,000 oysters at the end of 18 months will be in around about 50 baskets.
Sam mentioned that crocodiles were an issue. Have you seen any hanging around the area?
there's often the odd one. Goulburn Island is a place where crocodiles do frequent, but it's not like some places in the territory where you usually know if they're about. You know, the areas that we're working in are areas that aren't too far from the main settlement, and they're not too far from where people live, in an area that people often spend time in. So usually, you know, you've got a fairly good idea of who's hanging about. So, yeah, you do see them, though.
So let's just say everything goes to plan, and in 18 months' time you've got 2,000 plate-sized oysters. Mm-hmm. What do you plan to do with them?
I reckon the mob out there will probably eat them before they get off the island.
So if you own the oyster shop in town in Darwin, forget about it.
I think for this run, but Matt, we're obviously building up to growing a lot more than 2,000 oysters. So this is the first part of a longer commercial trial. We'd like to have Yagnani Aboriginal Corporation's plan to develop a commercial oyster trial with DAC that continues to build on, you know, these 2,000 oysters that have gone out there this time. You know, we'd like to be producing oysters. I think we're still some years away from doing that commercially, but we need to continue to build on these early trials. So we're hoping that by the end of 2016, we've got, you know, a couple of hundred baskets in the water, you know, maybe even 500 baskets in the water, all things going well. And at that point, obviously, you know, if we're getting oysters through and they're up to a commercial standard, we'll continue to be. Or we are, you know, already talking with oyster suppliers in Darwin or with wholesalers in Darwin about this potential product coming through, and people are very excited about it.
So that's the long-term goal here, is it, to be able to sell them beyond the shores of Goulburn Island?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the Goulburn Island has a history of not oyster farming as such, but in the up to the mid-70s, Goulburn Island, women on Goulburn Island were collecting oysters which were packaged on Goulburn Island and sold all around the territory. So it's not a new product for Goulburn Island. You know, as you know, oysters are a very favoured bush food. And they were harvested in the wild commercially up until the early 70s. And interestingly, you know, you hear those stories come back from people that have been around for a bit that remember those oysters fondly from back in those days.